So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught kachim b'kachim min b'min le'yakarv l'shem mishahu. If karbanas of the same type were mixed together, both karbanas are brought for their respective owners. The Gemara asks, v'habayi smicha. Each karban requires smicha. The owner must lean his hands on the animal's head, and both owners cannot do smicha to both animals because a non-owner may not do smicha. The Gemara answers, b'karban nashim. Av b'karban anashim loy. The Mishnah's halacha applies only if the two karbanas belong to two women. These karbanas can be brought l'shem mishahu because a woman's karban does not require smicha. However, if any of the karbanas belong to a man, they cannot be brought because they cannot do smicha. And therefore the halacha is yira ad sheyistavu, the behemoths must be put out to pasture until they receive a blemish and are redeemed for new karbanas. The Gemara now seeks to bring proof that even in the case of taroivas karban anashim, the karbanas are brought even without smicha from the following brisa. Karban yachad v'karban tzibur shenis avar zeh b'zeh, Nisin dal matanis b'kol echad be'echad, v'mnasin matan b'kol echad yatsa. If the carbon oila of an individual is mixed up with the carbon oila of the public, likatchila, they must do 8 matanis dam, 4 for each carbon. However, b'diyavid, if they did only 2 matanis, 1 for each carbon, the kapara is accomplished as the Mishnah Dav Lamed Vav taught. Kala netanin amazbeach achitzen shenasin b'matana achas keeper. For all carbonis that likatchila required 2 or more matanis, b'diyavid, even with only 1 matana, the kapara is accomplished. And the Braisa makes the following distinction. Only if the karbanas were mixed up while they were alive before Shechita, then they require 4 for each karban l'ketchila. If the blood of the karbanas was mixed into one cup after Shechita, then it depends. L'ketchila, they must do 4 matanas from the cup, which counts for both karbanas. And by the evidence, if they did only 1 matana, the kapara for both karbanas is accomplished, because as Rashi explains, kesava yesh bila. We consider that the blood of both karbanas are mixed evenly, and therefore each matana counts for both karbanas. Rebbe disagrees and says it depends. Rainas amatana miyesh ba kadei lazeh kadei lazeh ksheira v'mlam psula. If the matana was sufficient for 2 karbanas, both karbanas are kasha. But if the matana was not sufficient for 2 karbanas, then both karbanas are possible because he holds ein bila. The blood of the 2 karbanas may not have been mixed evenly, and therefore each matana counts for only 1 karban, and it is not known for which karban it was. The Gemara initially assumes that in the case of Shenis Arvu Chayin, the karbanas were mixed up before they did Shechita and Smicha, and Katan the Yachid Dum Yud Tzibur. Like the karban Tzibur which belongs to the man who gave the Machtas HaShekel, the karban Yachid belongs to a man, and even though they cannot do Smicha on the karban Yachid, the karbanas are brought like a Tchila even without Smicha. The Gemara says that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps in the case of Shenis Arvu Chayin, where 2 animals were mixed up, we say Yirat Sheyistavu, because they cannot do Smicha. And when the Braisa says Shenisar b'chayin, it means Shenisar b'shchutin ke'en chayin b'kaisis. After Shechita, the blood of the karbanas was mixed up, but they were like chayin in individual cups. But it's not known which cup was for which karban. Then the halacha is Nisin dal matanas mekol echad be'echad. Like atchila, they must do 8 matanas, 4 from each cup. And b'baylil Nisin dal matanas l'kulam. If the blood was mixed into one cup, then like atchila, they do 4 matanas from the cup, which counts for both karbanas. Then nasin matana achas lekulan yatsa, but the yavid, if they did only 1 matana, the kapara for both karbanas is accomplished. Regarding Rebbe's statement roynas matana im yesh bo kedei lazeh kedei lazeh ksheira v'mla psula, the Gemara has a discussion and concludes nesina tzricha shir. The application of shnayim shem ashen arba on the mizbeach must have a minimum amount of dam, which Rashi describes as sarok shir sheirah dam l'shnei ruches hakeren shel mizbeach. The dam should be visible on both sides of the corner of the mizbeach. The Gemara continues explaining the Mishnah, which states, Nisarva b'becharu b'maisa yirat sheyistavu v'yechlu kebecharu k'maisa. If behemoths of one carbon were mixed with a behemoth that was either a becharu or maiser, which are not redeemable, all the behemoths must be put out to pasture until they receive a blemish, and the owner of the carbon then redeems its kedusha onto money equivalent to the most superior behemoth of the taroivas. And since becharu or maiser are not redeemable, all the behemoths must be eaten according to the exclusive halachas of becharu or maiser. Rashi explains the difference between psula mekdashin of other karbanas and psula b'chayr meiser. Psula mekdashin la'achar sheniftu, neshchatim v'nimkarim be'itlis v'neshkalim be'litra. After the karban is redeemed, the animal is treated like chulin in that it may be slaughtered and sold in the meat market, and its meat may be weighed on the scale. And even though this is a zelusa, demeaning, this is permitted because hana'asin la'hektish, k'dei sheyir b'hapoida isim b'demeyin mitchila. This benefits hektish because the one who redeems the psula mekdashin will pay more for it in anticipation of the greater proceeds realized from the sale of its meat at the market. And we permit zilusa for the gain of hektish. However, psuli b'chayr u'maiser ein neshchatnim b'dem karm be'itlis ve'ein neshkalim b'litra. The animal may not be treated completely like chulin and may not be slaughtered and sold in the market nor weighed on the scale because an asim labailam shein mavim b'dmeim karbon. This benefits only the owner, but not Hekdesh, because there is no pinyan, and the proceeds from the meat are not used for karbanis. They belong to the owner. And we do not permit zilusa for the owner's gain. And therefore, in the Mishnah's case of Nisarvu bebecharu bemaiser yirat sheistavu v'yeichlu kebecharu ukemaiser, both animals must be dealt with like becharu maiser and not like chulin, and einish galim belitra. The Gemara proceeds and applies our Mishnah to the following question: Boyirama bachama hitves becharu lebedik habayis maush yishka belitra. If a person plays kedushas bedik habayis upon a becharu balmum, is he permitted to weigh its meat on the scale like chulin? Perhaps Shaykh Balitra, because Rav Chad Hekdesh Adif. The Zilusa is permitted because Hekdesh would benefit as the profits from the meat go to Hekdesh. Or Eina Shaykh Balitra, because Zilusa the Bechor Adif. The Zilusa is forbidden because the Kedusha's Bechor has no benefit. The Gemara seeks to bring proof from our Mishnah's halacha. Nisarvu bebecharu bemaiser yira at sheyistavu, v'yachlu kebecharu kemaiser, and therefore Eina Shaykh Balitra. And even though Shaykh Balitra would be a benefit for Hekdesh because the proceeds from the pigeon would be greater, nevertheless, the Mishnah rules Eina Shaykh Balitra because this act is a Zelusa to Kedusha's Bechor, apparently Zelusa to Bechor Adif. The Gemara, however, rejects this proof because only in our Mishnah's case of Nisarvu bebecharu bemaiser shtei Kedushas v'shnei gufin, the two Kedushas were on different animals that were mixed together. Therefore, Eina Shaykh Balitra, because we cannot cause Zelusa to one carbon in exchange for the anah of the other carbon. However, in the case of Hitves Bechor lebedik habayis, shtei Kedushas v'guf echad, the two Kedushas were on the same animal. Therefore, perhaps, Shaykh Balitra, because we may cause Zelusa in exchange for anah of the same carbon. The Gemara, however, concludes that Hitves Bechor lebedik habayis ain't a Shaykh Balitra, because klum hikne zeh elamash kanu loy, the owner of the Bechor was only makdish the proceeds that he would otherwise receive without Shaykh Balitra.